Hello, this is Monitor, keeping you up to date on the world and other places with a space report from Peter Hackus 3 minutes from now. I'm Barry Nelson, bringing you the newest music, Buddy Greco's latest, Walking on New Grass. Singing, too.
I'm like a cloud drifting from town to town. Each new love just helps me on my way. No one woman's ever gonna tie me down. When one gets too close, I just back up and say, I gotta be walking on new grass, singing a new song. Tomorrow there's no telling where I'll be. I don't plan on being here too long. You're just a leaf caught in a playful breeze. I carry you a while, then I'll be moving on. And I gotta be walking on new grass, singing a new song. Tomorrow there's no telling where I'll be. But I'll be walking on new grass, the next town up the road keeps calling me. I won't take roots, I never stay that long. And a bad seed just won't grow anyway. This rolling stone don't want to gather no moss. So when the grass starts to grow, then I'll be on my way. Yes, and I'll be walking on new grass, singing a new song. Tomorrow there's no telling where I'll be. But I'll be walking on new grass, singing a new song. The next town up the road keeps calling me.
The world of space. This week, we had a disappointing failure of a moonshot. But for a look into the future, here is NBC News correspondent Peter Hackus.
It's a little hard to grasp the staggering imminence, but man, American man, is about to leave for the moon. In December, we'll have the first manned flight of an Apollo spacecraft. And there are those who feel the first American foot may step out on the moon as early as February 1968. On that breathtakingly important day, the flight will go something like this. The three-man crew will be fired into a so-called parking orbit from Cape Kennedy. During the third revolution around the Earth, they'll move out, and for the next 3 days, they'll coast toward the moon and go into orbit around the moon about 100 miles above the lunar surface. After three orbits around the moon, while they study at least three possible landing sites, two of the three men will get into what's called the Lunar Excursion Module, LEM, or LEM for short. The LEM will descend to the moon and land softly by firing its retro rockets. The remaining astronaut stays aboard the command module in orbit around the moon. The two men who land on the moon will stay there for 18 hours. They'll make 2 3-hour explorations, during which they'll be able to roam a half mile or so from their LEM vehicle. Their prime mission includes gathering 80 pounds of moon samples to bring back, and the setting up of a package of instruments to continue to send back moon information after they've left. At one point, by the way, the two men will go to sleep for 6 hours. When the time comes, they'll climb inside again, blast off to rejoin the orbiting Apollo mothership for a return to the Pacific Ocean. Estimated round-trip flight time, 1 week, perhaps the most significant week in recorded history. As one NASA man puts it, the Columbus trip shaped history. The Wright brothers forged a unique milestone. But a walk on the moon, it staggers the imagination. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Indeed it does. The World of Space, one of the regular and timely Monitor features.
Quality is hard to define, but easy to recognize. In stereo phonographs, quality is easy to recognize by the name RCA Victor. For example, the exquisite new RCA Victor stereo called the Finlandia. It features a solid-state amplifier with 300 watts of peak power, plus an airtight 8-speaker sound system for realism that rivals the concert hall. See and hear fine quality stereo at your RCA Victor dealers this coming week.
Christie Minstrels there singing Beautiful, Beautiful World, their latest version of the age-old sentiment. The latest time in this beautiful world is 16 minutes before the hour, and you're on the beautiful Monitor Beacon. Monitor music next. It's the Portuguese Washerwoman, No Starch Please, played by the Baja Marimba Band. Nichols and May, two of the happiest words in the Monitor vocabulary, will now be heard. Mike Nichols, the would-be television critic, telephones Elaine May, the would-have-been television star. The result? Comedy.
Hello?
Hello, Gail?
Yes?
Hi, this is Irv Drake.
Irv Drake?
You remember me? Oh. We worked together on a spectacular about 3 years ago, Hollywood. Irv Drake?
Oh, yeah. Well, hello. How are you?
Fine.
What have you been doing?
Well, I saw you last night.
Oh.
And, you know me. I never call when I love it. I just call to give you a rap.
Oh.
And, frankly, I thought last night just wasn't worthy of you.
Oh. Well, thank you for calling.
I just thought, you're really always right up to the minute. I mean, you're in there with the headlines, you know. You're ahead of the newspapers, usually. And, frankly, last night I thought you were old-fashioned. I really did.
Oh. Well,
it was dated, you know what I mean? Did you feel that or did you like it?
I thought it was pleasant. You know, it certainly wasn't the best thing I've ever done.
No, frankly, I think it harmed you.
Oh, well, gee, Irv, how's your wife?
It really did you a lot of harm.
Mm. Well, you can't win them all.
Well, but that's no attitude to have, honey, because, I mean, it's really important.
Yes,
there's
a lot of people
that care when
you're
out.
You're right.
About 40 million people saw you disgrace yourself last night.
Yes, you're right. I suppose just kidding.
And, you can't throw them off so lightly.
No, I didn't think it was that bad. But
you didn't. You really didn't.
Of course, I...
You couldn't tell.
No.
I've talked to a lot of people today.
Really?
Yeah, and that's pretty much the consensus. They were pretty shocked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, gee, Irv, it's awfully nice of you to call and tell me.
Well, I just wanted you to know that most people thought it was really terrible.
Oh, well, and what are you doing now, Irv?
Well, that's pretty much it. I watch television.
Good old Irv. More fun than a barrel of snapping turtles. Nichols and May, however, are fun every weekend on Monitor. Barbara Streisand's latest, It's Free Again.
Free again, back to being. Free again, back to being me again. With all my precious freedom, my precious, precious freedom. Take a look at lucky me. Take a look and you can see how much I love my freedom, my precious, precious freedom. Simple me, complicated, simple me, back to where I used to be. Before I ever knew him, before I ever knew him.
Yeah.
take a look at lucky, lucky me. Back to where I used to be. Back to where I used to be. Free again.
Now, Monitor Sports. Football fortunes of the Big Eight Conference have been on the upswing the last few years. A report from Missouri coach Dan Devine, whose team captured its first two games. He's talking to Monitor's Bob Ingham.
Well, Dan Devine, starting in 1961, the Big Eight has produced 27 first-team All-Americans. Our conference teams have consistently been rated in the nation's top 10. And I wonder, does this rise in stature come as a surprise to you at the University of Missouri?
No, Bob. I felt when I came in the league in 1958 that there was one great football team, and that was Oklahoma. I did have the feeling when I came in the league that everyone was trying to build their program up, and I think that everybody has in the conference. So apparently the Big Eight has progressed to a point now where they're as good as any league in the country, and I think we have been as good as any league in the country for the last, say, 4 or 5 years.
Well, beginning with Danny LaRose, you've coached 6 All-Americans yourself, and the 2 pro leagues now look to the Big Eight for their more mobile and dedicated linemen. Is there a special reason for this?
I think we grow a type of boy who makes a good lineman, Bob. But the type of boy we get, it seems to be a dedicated, hard-working, intelligent youngster, and you put those qualities together and with a little size and agility, we have come up with some great linemen, I'll say that.
Dan, Missouri lost considerable talent from your 1965 team that was only 12 points from a perfect season. You wound up with a thrilling 20-18 Sugar Bowl victory over Florida. What is the outlook for 66?
Bob, I think you summed it up pretty well there. We lost more quality than we ever have. And actually, the only disappointment I've had at Missouri is that we have not been able to build up the blue-chip athletes, the number of blue-chip athletes on our squad. So I think we're going to have a good first team, but whether we have enough depth to compete for, say, the Big Eight Championship or a national rating again, I think will depend on our opponents. And again, we jump into the frying pan real quick with Minnesota, Illinois, and UCLA back-to-back in our first 3 ball games, and I don't believe probably anybody will open like that, but it could be an advantage to us.
And Missouri fans will be pulling for you, Dan Devine, to improve the Tigers' national rating when you wound up 6th best in the nation last year, and good luck in that endeavor.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's always a real pleasure to visit with you.
Now, this is Bob Ingham at the University of Missouri. Now back to Monitor.
Cox Airways, amphibious flight to Bimini, now loading.
In the old days, at Chalk's Flying Service, only Leonard, the freight manager, and Mrs. Franklin in the office smoked L&M's. Now Ned Ames has come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Thank you.
music of Joe Harnell, bringing us up to the end of the hour. The next one begins, of course, with all the latest news. Barry Nelson for Monitor.
The presidents of two of the nation's leading universities will meet the press today on the NBC Radio Network.